then get a drink. If you're hungry, I don't think it says this in the song, but come and eat. If you need something, come and get it. And I felt like there was a picture I saw in my mind, and this is totally the way God is. And I feel like there is just like all of these presents. Yes, yes, there is the thing that we're here to worship and we're here to give God. That's why we're here. We're here to give to God. We're not here to get. We don't worship to get. We don't become a Christian so that we can have. But God is your Father. And I don't know if you had a great father on earth or not, or a bad father, but your Father in heaven is a good dad. He is a good father, and he loves you, and he has so many gifts for you. And you came on the right Sunday. I think every Sunday is the right Sunday, but this is a great Sunday. If you need a gift today, you can open it. And I feel like there are some gifts that aren't going to get opened because we aren't going to reach out and grab them. It's not my way of sounding real fancy, but it's true. God has forgiveness for us. We need to come to him and we need to say, Jesus, please forgive me of my sin. You open that present. You don't leave it. If you come to your birthday party, you don't leave your present wrapped. God's wrapped it and he wants to give it to you. Receive forgiveness today if that's you. Probably all of you, because I believe there's a scripture that says all of you have sinned. It doesn't talk about pastors. It just says the congregants. All of you have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. No, I've already prayed today. I've already received that forgiveness. I believe there is a gift, and this is something that people don't realize is a gift to you, but there is a gift of healing in this room today. There is a gift of healing anywhere you go, but it's here today. You unwrap that gift. You say to Jesus, I need a healing touch. I need to be healed of blindness. I need to be healed of sickness. I need to be healed of whatever. You receive it today. You ask for it and you receive it. Jesus wants to give it to you today. There's another gift. There's all kinds of them. You can name it. You can figure out what you need. But there's another gift, and it's freedom. It's liberation for the captives. If you feel bonded in bondage to something, if you feel addicted to something, if you feel depressed, fearful, scared, worried, stressed, nervous, mentally something, God wants to give you peace of mind today. He wants to give you a sound mind. He wants to help you. That's why he's here. This is a good day. Receive it from him. You don't have to be super Pentecostal about it and jump up on your chair and wave and swing from the chandelier. We don't have any chandelier, so don't do that. But if that's you, you can do what you need, or you just say, Jesus, I receive it. Would you close your eyes with me? I'm going to lead you in a simple prayer of receiving from God. And it's not going to be immediate receiving. It's going to be all through this song, all through this day. You're going to say, God, give me an attitude of receiving from you. Lord, I pray for every person in this room, every worship team member, every person that didn't make it today, every family member, but specifically those that are in this room and those that are in all of our kids' classrooms today, that we would understand that you are a good father to us. And yes, we may have seen things that don't make sense to us, as Pastor Christian said, but we do know that you are loving. We know that you are loving to us. So we receive right now whatever you need from God. You say, Jesus, would you help me with this? You got to open your mouth and you got to ask him. I can't ask for you, but would you take a moment right now and talk to him? Maybe it's mumbling underneath your breath, or maybe you don't want to say it right out loud. Lord, heal me. Lord, touch me. Lord, bring me joy. Lord, bring me peace. Lord, take me from this depression. Lord, I need your help. Would you just tell him right now? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You hear our prayers. You hear our prayers. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. And as we worship you today, as we sing this last song to you today, let us understand your love for us and how much you want to give to us. Lord, let us see the fruit of your goodness. I want everyone in this room not to leave here without unwrapping their gift, I feel like it would be a waste of time. It would be a waste of time for us to come to Sunday morning service and not receive from you. I pray no person leaves this place, no teenager. I'm not finished with my prayer. You can leave this place, but I pray that you don't leave this place without being changed before you leave, without grabbing something from God before you leave. We receive from you right now, Jesus. We love you. We love you.
All who are thirsty, all who are weak.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come to the fountain.
This altar is open. If you need to talk to Jesus, you need to do some business with them, you come to this altar, you get on your knees and you let him talk to you. It's a good place. Or you can make an altar right where you're at, right where you're at at your chair. But be comfortable before the Lord and let him speak to you. Let him touch you. Let him restore. Let him repair. Let him fix. Thank you, Jesus.
Too deep we sing, come
on,
Lord
Jesus. Would you help? Would you help the worship team? You ask Jesus to come. Come on. We say come. We say come,
Jesus.
In a different way, in a mighty way, in a stronger way in our lives.
You come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Have a thankful spirit today. Start to thank him already.
All who are thirsty,
thank him already for what he's doing. Thankfulness is a weapon you have.
We
thank you, Jesus.
Come to the fountain.
We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Dip your heart in the stream of life. Let the pain and the sorrow,
Jesus is here.
Be washed away.
God is here. The Holy Spirit is here.
In
God's presence is in this place.
Mercy,
his healing power is here.
As deep cries
his freeing
out
power is here.
Deep,
thank you, Jesus.
We sing, come, Lord Jesus. Come. Oh, we need you, God. We sing, come, Lord Jesus. Come, you're welcome here.
Speak it from your heart.
We sing, come,
don't expect
Lord
someone else to
Jesus
bring God's presence.
Come.
You worship. God's presence lives in your worship.
We sing, come, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Before him today. We're not going to move on from this time. We're not going to move on from this time just for a little bit. We're going to receive. Jesus, nothing special about coming to this place, but if you really need a special touch, you need a healing touch, and you need someone to touch, to pray for you, come right up here. We're going to pray for you. Come just stand here and we'll pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Would you do something of yourself while you're worshiping? If you want to sit, you want to kneel, just take some moment. Take a moment. Unwrap what he's got for you. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We're going to be talking about thankfulness today. Being thankful. That thankfulness is a verb. It's not a noun that it's just there and it just happens. It actually requires us to do something of ourselves. So take some time right now. You're going to see as you're thankful, as you say thank you to Jesus, even sometimes when you don't know what to thank him for, things start to feel better inside because God's presence is with you. go ahead and talk to him. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing in my life. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna change the direction because I didn't see anyone come up here. There's a few, maybe, are you coming up for healing? Coming up for healing. Make sure someone puts your hand on them. If you're in the room today and you need a healing touch in your body, you didn't want to come to the front. I don't think it's worth it to just move on because you didn't want to come up. I feel like God wants to do it, and I don't want you to not unwrap this gift. You just kind of lift your hand up where you're at. I know it's going to be like, oh, I don't want to do this right now, but just do it. And there's going to be someone that's going to put their hand on your back. Okay, they're going to put their hand on your back, and we're going to all pray together. Would someone find each of these people? Put your hand on their back. It's not going to be anything special about your prayer. I'm going to say the prayer together. We're going to say it together. I'm going to say the prayer, but you put your hand on them. The Bible says, lay your hands on the sick and they will recover. Not your hands, but it's the Holy Spirit working through you. You coming up for healing as well? Yes, someone put your hand. Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody not have a hand on them? If you're a minister of the gospel in this room, which everyone is, if you know Jesus, you're a minister of the gospel. You don't have to have a pastor's degree to be a minister. We are all ministers. You find this person, you put your hand on them. Anybody else? If you're responsible, would you look around and make sure everyone's got a hand? Because I can't do it for them. Do I see people not with hands? I'm going to say to my family in this church, you best get up and pray for these people. Put your hand on them. We need some touch. Thank you, sister. Get up out of your seat and you go pray for them. I'm going to pray. I'm going to lead the prayer. It's important that they get a support behind them as we pray this. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your goodness. And Lord, right now, all of these people with their hands in the air, and even if those who maybe are too afraid to do it, Lord, I pray your healing touch come to them right now. Whether it's a healing of sickness, whether it's infirmity, whether it's disease, whether it's something the doctor said, whether it's a report that they've heard, Lord, I pray for a touch in them. Lord, whether it's a depression, Lord, whether it's a fear, whether it's a mental, whether it's someone else in their family, Lord, we pray you touch in Jesus' name. Everyone in this room that is a minister, you pray with me right now. You agree with me. You believe in faith. The prayer of the faith will do amazing things, the Bible says. Lord, we expect it. How many people will help put your faith together with me? We expect it in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, we know you are our Savior. We believe that. We believe we're going to heaven one day because you forgave us. There's no bigger miracle than that. If you can forgive my sin, then you can heal my body. Lord, I pray that you would touch in this room, all across this room, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We don't have to belabor it. You can go be seated, go back to your seats, keep playing, you guys. Everybody watch me, I'm right here. Everybody be seated. I want to introduce you to somebody back here in the back talking about healing, and let's stand, get her standing. Some of you don't even know this family because this family wasn't a part of the church at the time of the accident, but you at most, if you do remember Esther, then you will see this is, she's kind of looking the same as she's always had now. But just about, and some of you already know where I'm going with this, you can give a big hand. This girl right here, ladies and gentlemen, is a testimony. You think Jesus can't heal you? You think you have something too big that he can't do? Well, let me tell you, I am not a man. I mean, I'd like to be a man of faith, but I'm not. Sometimes, you know, neither are you. Sometimes you're not full of the faith you should have. And I remember when we heard this story about 2 months ago, 3 months. Has it been 3 months? 4 months? Oh, man. When she fell off her car, she sat on the back of her car. Her brother was driving. They were going out of the driveway. They were going like just a mile an hour. She fell off, hit her head the wrong way, completely became a quadra. Would that be the right way to say it? Quadriplegic. Completely lost her every function. She was in the ICU for a month, and they pretty much gave her no hope. They said, well, can we get her to a hospital where they can fix this? They can start working with her. No, she doesn't even belong in a hospital where they can work on her, because she's not even breathing and thinking and eating and going to the bath. None of that on her own. I remember seeing her leave the ICU. That was the first time I saw her after this, about a month. And they were taking her to out of the ICU because she was she able to breathe on her own? Is that why? Or?
Well, yeah, she was done with ICU.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. But I was expecting much more functioning, and she was there was nothing. And you can look at pictures. I got them on my phone. I show people all the time. Here was her 1 month. Here was her 2 months. Here was her 3 months. And she couldn't do anything on her own. She couldn't smile. She couldn't even open her eyes. And today she's laughing. She definitely got her sense of humor back. But she went to a... is it all right if I just explain it quickly? Is that all right? You probably would explain it better, but I just want to get it... say it really quickly. She ended up getting to go to Craig's hospital, which she got better enough that they could actually try to do some therapy. I thought she would be there years. I don't know, the family, they have much more faith, but I was believing for it, but I didn't see, because she couldn't do anything. Then her eyes started working, and then she started eating on her own. She went to she's using the restroom on her own. She got up out of her, just to get up. She's standing right now, barely with anybody's help. And this has all happened in the last 2 weeks, right? Yeah,
3 weeks.
Last 2 or 3 weeks, all of these things came back, all of these functions. She is a living miracle. They kicked her out of the hospital. They said, she's doing good. Let her go home. She can get through this. She's going to continue to get better. And she's able to sleep in her own bed, get up out of bed. She literally, get up. She wanted to go to the bathroom on her own. Is that crazy? She's eating on her own. She said to me, Stephen, today, she's like, hi, Stephen. I'm like, what in the heck? This is crazy. So we're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to believe for complete restoration. Amen, brothers and sisters. It's way easier, though, to pray for restoration when you start to see God's moving, right? So stretch out your hands towards them, my brothers and sisters. We thank you for your healing power on my sister, Esther. Lord, we thank you for a complete restoration of all of her functions and everything that she did before. We pray for everything to come back, Lord. We pray for the surgery that's going to be done on her eye. We pray for a complete your touch on those doctors. Lord, we pray for the brain function, the stent in her brain, all of those things. We pray in the name of Jesus. We see a complete healing, and we will give you the glory. Amen. Amen.